Hi, it's Victoria Joyce for Sugar Buzz Magazine in the hallway of the Vipe Room with Phil Verone of Saigon Kick with a sound check interview, very impromptu. So we'll start off with the question, obvious question is, how is the Saigon Kick reunion tour going so far?
So far, so good. We're actually getting along, which is surprising. You know, we thought if we can get through the first show, we should be able to do the other ones. So we have, this is the fourth now of five, and we're having a great time, and they're all sold out, so that helps as well.
And you just did Florida, right?
We played Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and last night we were in Las Vegas, my hometown.
Right. Okay, that's my next question. Is Las Vegas a hard city to live in? Does Sin City get old?
Well, I live in Summerlin, so I'm kind of in the suburbs, if you will. So as far as I'm concerned, when you go to the Strip, you go to Las Vegas. So I try not to go to the Strip too much. And I'm finding that in the suburbs, there's a lot of great things to do as well. And we still have the luxury of going to the Strip and, you know, enjoying that.
That's cute, the suburbs of Sin City. Let's see. Okay, how about musician questions? Do you compete with other drummers or other band members or other bands? Is that kind of mindset important to you?
Not at all. I mean, I have the drummers that I respect and that influenced me. Let's face it, I'm old and I suck, so I'm just happy to be up there and playing. I can't believe people even buy a ticket to this stuff. So I'm very grateful that the fans are coming out. I don't compete.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then it sort of answers the next question: is artistic recognition and reward as important as the money or the fans? So.
Well, I mean, it's nice to be recognized for your drumming. Don't get me wrong. I'm having your favorite drummers come up to you, or even fans for that matter, and say that you've influenced them is a tremendous honor. And, I can't get enough of that. That and, hey, man, your hair looks great. I mean, because that's really what's important. Who cares about drumming if your hair looks like shit? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Do you embrace the new media, the technology, and the breakthroughs? Followed up question, do you own a turntable and or a tape deck?
I do have a tape deck. I don't have a turntable, however. Yeah, I think technology is great. I think there's pluses and minuses. I think the plus is that you're able to get your art across quicker these days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, artists have been discovered on YouTube.
Yeah.
On the downside, with Pro Tools and different stuff like that, anybody who sucks can sound great. Mm-hmm. And then people go to see them and they go, wow, these guys really suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an analog guy. Run 2-inch tape, and if you can't play it in the first take, then you shouldn't be playing it. So that's just the way I feel about it, and that's the way I've been drumming my whole life. I play to 2-inch tape, and I get it in a take. No editing, no splicing, none of that crap. So, but that's just my way. But I think technology is really great. I really do.
Do you think that things like Facebook and MySpace, etc., YouTube, give more freedom to artists to reach out to fans directly, or are record companies obsolete, or what do you think about that whole?
Well, I think, I mean, let's face it, look what's happened to record stores. There aren't any. So eventually, I think there is a place for record companies, per se, for the 1% of records that get, you know, recorded. But as far as technology is concerned, you know, bands have it at their fingertips. You can literally record a song, put it on iTunes, and sell a million by the next day. I think that's really great technology. However, I remember Jon Bon Jovi talking about it kind of you lose the romance of taking the liner notes and reading and all that stuff. And I agree with him to an extent. You know, when I was a kid, I opened up the Shout at the Devil record, you know, and I just sat there and read the liner notes and dreamed a little. And now these days, you just download. But on the same token, you know, a lot of records have 10 songs on it, and five of them are crap.
Right,
so let
right.
people choose, you know, pick and choose.
Right, you win some, you lose some. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as social media is concerned, you know, I think Facebook is the worst thing that's ever been invented in my lifetime. It's probably the downfall of the human being is Facebook. I say in my book coming up, I say if Mark...
That's the next question.
Yeah,
tell us about your book.
Yeah, Unfiltered, my book. I say if only Mark Zuckerberg's dad wore a condom that night. I just cannot stand Facebook. However, I am real Phil Verone on Facebook.
Okay.
So, no, I think Facebook has its purpose, but I also find it as a way for people to get up there and get instant sympathy from people. people, telling everyone your dog died or someone died in your family or you have cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think those things are personal issues that shouldn't be discussed on media. And I also believe that people who yell about socialize this and socialize that and how the government controls you, what the hell you think Facebook is? You check in every 2 seconds. You put all your personal thing, your birthday, your cell phone. I can find someone in 3 seconds on Facebook and it would take me years before Facebook. And I mean, police using it for criminals because they're so stupid that they'll do a post that they actually rob someone. So in regards to catching criminals, Facebook is great. In regards to hearing that your dog died, I have enough problems in my life, and no disrespect, but I think you should keep that as a private matter.
All right. Okay, here's a question for you. Why do American men join rock and roll bands? Is it a factory, a corporation, a baseball team, a ship's crew, an army, a street gang, or a family? Or is it an evolving dynamic that can include all of those things?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on the situation. If you're, if you know, in a family sense, I mean, you know, you're together with these people 24 hours a day, so they are your family. You also fight, like, you hate your brother or your sister for that second, and you still love them to death. It's a gang. If somebody's screwed with one guy, you fight four, you know? So I think that there's a little bit of everything in there. I think the dynamic of a band is something very special. It's the most aggravating thing. It's the most gratifying thing at the same time. But it is business. It's corporation. It's money. It's all that, you know, hooked into one. And you don't start a band to get laid. Okay? That may be the initial thing, but because I can get laid not being in a band, but I want cash. You know, like, so you start a business, you want to do a job that you enjoy and make money at. And I think a band is definitely, you know, let's face it, sex, drugs, and rock and roll is what you, you know, as a kid is what
gets
you
in the door.
Yeah, it gets you in the door, but once you realize the business aspect, then it turns into a business. It truly is.
Okay. Is it, well, saying that, is it important to have a president, captain, boss, and or dad?
I don't think so. I think managers should handle that situation. The minute that bands start having a captain of the ship and one guy doing more than the other and deciding to take publishing and everything, you know, it's like what happened with Saigon Kick. I mean, we were young people and we needed to be guided the right way, and we had a awful person who was trying to manage the band. I don't use the word manager because he doesn't manage. There's nothing that he's ever done in his life that he's managed. So, when you're dealing with that type of thing, I think that it's up to a solid manager to kind of guide you. Now that we're older, I mean, let's face it, in Saigon Kick, we're all 45-year-old men. We can manage ourselves. We all have successful businesses. We have families. So we don't need that guidance anymore.
We have a foundation.
Right. But as a young kid, we could have used that.
Are you an archivist or a collector of anything like comic books or something like that?
No, I'm a NASCAR fan.
That's right. That's right. I know that from your Facebook
page. Yes, I go crazy about NASCAR.
Okay, but you do you do multitask between comedy and music. And here's a stupid question, or silly. How come musicians can steal from each other like crazy, but comics can't? Like a song is one thing and a joke is another.
Well, I think that if you watch comics, I think comedians compete with an issue to see who can say it the best. I mean there's only been a few circumstances where comics actually stole other people's material. I'm sure it happens,
right?
But in general, I always find, like, if a comic goes up there and says you know, talking about his wife, and then the next comic talks about his wife, you kind of are, you know, you go, yeah, well, I have a wife too, so I want to listen to what they have to say. So I don't think it's necessarily stealing as much as competing to say that material better. However, I have heard of, you know, people stealing jokes. But, you know, and I think it's going to be like that forever. I think that when somebody is better than somebody else, and if somebody feels a need to steal their material to get ahead, they have no right to do that, and they shouldn't get ahead. You know, influencing music is a little different than stealing a joke. You know, it's two different things.
Okay.
By the way, my book, Unfiltered, comes out April 17th.
Right, and you can pre-order signed copies from philverone.com.
Yes, and I actually throw in a little gift if you order it now.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very
so nice. There's a little something for the kids.
Okay. What kind of car did your dad drive?
What kind of car? He had a MG, a little of those two-seater MGs, and Then I want to say we got a Grand Prix. This is like in the 70s, like when it first came out, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think, so, yeah, but the MG was cool. That was like the cool.
No wonder you're a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your mom's favorite movie?
Favorite movie, anything with Elvis in it. She was a huge Elvis Presley fan, and it's
Viva Las Vegas, then.
Yeah, she was a giant Elvis Presley fan and a Michael Douglas fan, and unfortunately, my mother passed away in 1998, but the one thing I could give her was a signed picture from Michael Douglas, the actor, because he actually owned our record label. So that was kind of cool. I couldn't give her do anything with Elvis, but at least Michael Douglas came through for me, so that was kind of cool.
Okay. Okay, what is your favorite Frank Sinatra movie?
As bad as it is, Ocean's 11.
That's not bad.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. Comparative. It's a good flick.
Yeah, I like Hole in the Head. Okay. Here's your final question: Johnny, Joey, Dee Dee, and Tommy, or Johnny, Joey, Dee Dee, and Marky?
I'm gonna go with Marky. I'm not.
New age.
Yeah. Although I love them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a great show. We'll be back to take some pictures. And that's it.
Great.
Bye-bye.
That's